One of the things I want to emphasize tonight was the translation. So a lot of the skills we develop for the SKA in engineering and data science and astronomy are translatable, are usable for other things. And these are three things I want to talk about tonight. One is a thing called space situational awareness, which you've probably heard of. The laser communication Sasha is going to talk about, and I'll talk a bit about big data. So what's space situational awareness got to do with astronomy, or radio astronomy in particular? Remember I talked about the Murchison Wide Field Array. It's a telescope that sits up there in the Murchison. It receives radio waves from the sky. This is an FM tower. FM towers broadcast FM radio. The radio waves go up into the sky and everywhere. And of course, they can bounce off stuff, particularly things like space junk. So a piece of metal sitting in Earth's orbit reflects those radio waves back down to the ground. And of course, a radio telescope so can equally well receive that signal as any other signal that happens to be around, particularly if it's in the FM. So this is a passive radar system. We're not sending out a signal. We're using FM radio stations to reflect off space junk. And basically, we can track pieces of space junk down to about 1 meter in size. So this is a very, very good system for actually tracking space junk and reporting it. So this is a particular skill that's enabled by radio astronomy that helps the space world. The other one is laser communications, and I won't talk too much about this because basically a system of sending signals around the place we developed for the SKA, sending signals from the central computer to the dishes and back. That same system has an interesting application in space, and I'll let Sasha talk about it. Big data is another incredibly important area. Telescopes that exist today, ALMA is a radio telescope that lives in Chile. The Large Synoptic Survey Telescope is an optical telescope that lives in Chile. NASA's Earth's data system, of course, consists of lots of satellites. And all of these first three things produce about 3 or 4 or 5 petabytes of data per year. Now, a petabyte is a million gigabytes. You probably know what a gigabyte is. Your computer has a disk which has some lots of gigabytes on it. Think about a million times that, that's a petabyte. And so these telescopes produce about a million petabytes a year. The square kilometer array produces about 100 times that petabytes per year. Okay, so instead of a few petabytes per year, it's producing about 700 petabytes per year. So the SKA is like a factor of 100 bigger than the biggest data producing objects we have in astronomy. And that produces, or that basically creates enormous challenges. So we have to use some of the world's biggest computer systems to do that. Recently, we had access to this computer, which is in Oak Ridge in the United States. It's the world's largest computer. It's about 200,000 individual cores of computing power all in one big box. Costs about 220 million euros. And the power bill alone for a year is 24 million euros. So it's the world's biggest machine, extremely powerful machine. And so what we did was we simulated the SKA data flow from creating data and processing data. We simulated that on that computer. And we actually used about 6 hours of that computer time, the whole computer for about 6 hours to simulate just about 3 hours of telescope time. So we're convinced if we're going to do the SKA, we need some of the world's biggest computers. And they're going to be here in Perth, in Australia, to basically do that particular job. And that was one of the big finalists in what's called the Gordon Bell Prize this year, which is like the Nobel Prize for computing. And there's going to be a network of these things all around the world. The data doesn't just live in Australia, so we have to get the data from Australia to the rest of the world, and South Africa has to get the data from them to the rest of the world. So there's going to be this network of what we're calling SKA regional centers. These are science centers that exist all around the world, and this is not just one large machine, there's multiple large machines, and making all that data flow around the place is incredibly tough, and we're trying to develop the system here in Australia. And just this year in May, we had $63 million from the Commonwealth Government to build our regional centre component here in Perth. So the SKA is a project of big numbers, lots of big numbers, big data, big science, big bytes, big dollars. But it's also big science, big scientific returns. We hope to see with this telescope some of the very first objects that ever formed in the universe and answer some of the really fundamental questions about how the universe got put together. So it's a very exciting project. It's fantastic it's here in Australia, but also it's fantastic that it's producing things other than just the astronomy it's intended to do. It's producing benefits for other kinds of areas, particularly the space industry, where some of the technologies we're developing are actually very directly applicable. Thank you very much.